Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living. I am Laurel Geis, and today our guests are best-selling author, award-winning journalist, and USA National Arena Curling Champion Guy Schultz, and model, actor, and country music artist Claudia Church, who will be sharing with us key life skills to becoming a living work of art from the book that they co-authored entitled The Masterpiece Within. So welcome, Guy, and welcome, Claudia. So I'm not hearing Guy and Claudia, so we'll...
Hello?
Well, there's Claudia. Hi,
there
how are
go.
You?
Hey, hello, Laurel.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank
Wonderful
you for having us,
have
Laurel.
You. Oh, I'm so thrilled that you are here with us today. And first of all, I would like to say congratulations on a beautifully inspired book. The Masterpiece Within, it's thought-provoking, insightful, filled with wisdom, and I loved all the personal stories that you shared. I feel like we have been friends forever.
That's cool.
Oh, that's great.
It's just brilliant. And, you know, it's funny because I sat down to read it, and I read the book the entire way through.
Oh, my goodness.
I could not put it down. So I have so many questions for you today. So let's jump in, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
So as writers, you use the story behind the creation of Michelangelo's sculpture of David as the foundation for the book. And, Guy, why is this sculpture so essential to your message in The Masterpiece Within?
Yeah, for us, I think it's the metaphor that probably 99% of us as people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind the actual statue itself was it was put on the shelf essentially for about 39 years. There was three or four sculptors that were commissioned to do the statue for the city of Florence. And one sculptor actually cracked the marble, so it became flawed. And then it kept getting put into this churchyard. And for almost 39 years, it was put into this churchyard. And when Michelangelo saw it, he felt that he could work with this big, piece of marble, which was, what was it, Claudia, 16 feet tall, I believe.
The finished David was 17, over 17,
or 17
feet, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, so it was this flawed, discarded piece of marble that was put in the shelf for years and years. And I think, again, us as people, we often feel that way, whether it's for 39 years or 9 years or 59 years, whatever it might be. We all kind of feel that. And Michelangelo worked around it, and it's become really essentially one of the most famous works of art in the world, which is, what, about 510 years old now. It's amazing. And we feel, as humans, we all have that potential within us, every single one of us.
And, you know, it's interesting because in the book, it really is a life skills book. You know, I love the way that you've really interwoven together the stories of your personal journeys and wisdom from ancient sages and modern-day seekers. And there's five key life skills that you explore in the book. And the first life skill, number one, is choosing wisely. And you use this term choice filters. I had never heard that before. So, Claudia, could you talk to us a little bit about, you know, what are choice filters and how they influence our life?
Well, so often, you know, if we're not educated on, number one, even understanding that every day we face so many choices, before we even get out of the bed, it's like, am I going to get out on the right side, the left side of the bed? What time shall I get up? Will I go to the bathroom first? Will I go to the kitchen? Just so many choices that were faced. And we did a poll of 1,100 people from all over North America, and we were really amazed at some of the answers. the number one thing was that people needed help with their life choices. They felt like they didn't have the right instruction or enough instruction on a day-to-day basis. So we came up with these four choice filters to help people filter their choices so that they are able to make better choices, which the first one is having a noble value system. The second one is our inner voice. The third, our self-talk. And our fourth is running our choices through our relationships. How will this choice in life that I'm making affect my relationships on a short-term and a long-term basis?
Well, I love those four. And, of course, for me, I resonate most with inner voice. So inner voice. So, can you talk a little bit about how that choice filter, how we can integrate that in our lives, listening to that inner voice?
Yeah, and I think it kind of commingles with the other choice filters that we have to be able to listen to our inner voice. Like Claudia mentioned, the first one is having a noble value system. And, of course, our self-talk was another one, and then our relationships as an example. So all three of those. So if we're, you know, respecting other people, if our self-talk is, can I say, more positive than negative or more realistic than unrealistic, which is hard for all of us, you know, and if we can develop this noble value system, this I believe it awakens. We all have an inner voice, obviously, but it awakens our inner voice, and we're able to listen to it a little bit more clearly. And it takes practice. You know, basically, it takes practice. It takes consistency. We've got to do it, you know, day after day. And, you know, we begin to listen to our inner voice, and then when we make choices out of that, and we see how they work out in you know, healthy ways, not always successful ways, but more loving ways, if that makes sense. We're starting to resonate with that, and it helps us, you know, day after day to listen to that inner voice. But it's something we've got to cultivate and work on, we believe, every day of our lives in order to really, you know, be sharp with that. And it's easy to get it all kind of muffled. It doesn't take, as you probably know, Laurel, it doesn't take that much to get it muffled. We need to work on it, again, consistently.
Yeah, it is a daily practice. And in the second life skill that you share with us in the book called Becoming the Hero of Our Own Life Story, you talk about demotivators and remotivators. So, Guy, could you talk to us about, you know, what is, I had never heard that remotivators term before. So what is a demotivator and a remotivator? And maybe walk us through an example of how that works in our life.
Yes, we list a number of them. You know, demotivators is often that self-talk that, you know, again, it's negative in our lives. It's usually based in fear, maybe anger, discouragement, some kind of disappointment. It could be through some kind of grief or trauma in our lives or some kind of setback. And we focus on the demotivator so much that we limit ourselves in the choices we're making and how we're going to be living. And we need to replace a demotivator with, can I say, a remotivator, which is usually the polar opposite of what those things are. So a remotivator may be learning to cultivate confidence in our lives, or it's learning to cultivate, again, more loving choices, more courageous choices, you know, these kind of things. And where we got this from, it's I do a lot of sports psychology writing, but Claudia's got a cousin down in Houston that actually we give her credit in the book, who put together the term remotivator and demotivator for these competitive swimmers that she was teaching down in Texas. And, you know, one of those ways of becoming more mentally strong, you know, or mentally positive, even in the competitive aspects of sports. But this filters into, again, everyday choices, everyday life. And we need to learn to, again, replace fear. As an example, we need to learn to replace fear with love. And what we need to do is come up with some practical ways of choosing loving choices, as an example. And again, it's the constant tension I think we have as humans between the negative and the positive. And the more that we can, I think conscious is the right word here, consciously choose remotivators, the more we're going to be able to live out of that negative mindset and turn it into more of a positive mindset. And going back to the inner voice, it strengthens our inner voice again, as an example, and it helps us to listen, you know, to that more clearly. So it's part of it is identifying the negative, identifying the positive, and then taking positive how-to practical steps in order to do that. And we list, what is it, Claudia, close to 14, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Motivators, demotivators. And we give practical stories. Like, this book is just so story-driven. Every example we talk about, or every principle we talk about, we try to give a story to show how it works in a very practical way. And as you go through this chapter, we try to give all these different examples of going from the negative into the positive and how that can make a difference in our life.
And Claudia, when you think about these 14 demotivators and remotivators, is there one that resonates the most with you?
In the book, we talk about isolation, which
mm-hmm.
in America, well, anywhere around the world, especially with the internet coming into popularity, it's an isolation-driven format. And in the book, we talk about my youngest stepdaughter. She, in school, she wasn't doing very well in math, and the teacher called me one day and said, "We need to have a parent-teacher conference." And so I brought Carrie with me, and we sat there, and I said, before the teacher came in, I said, "Well, where's your seat?" She said, "Oh, I sit over there in the corner." And I said, "Oh, okay." And I started thinking about how isolated that must feel. And I was waiting for the teacher to come in, and as she came in, I started asking her personal questions. And she elaborated on how much she absolutely loved being a teacher, so much so that she had no personal life, that she had cats at home, but she didn't get to see them very much because she was at school so much. And she pretty much, Carrie was able to create an emotional connection with this teacher that she had never had before. And mm-hmm. in doing so, she brought it was a D-minus, actually. She brought it up to a B in a short time because I asked her after her grades came back in, I said, what happened? What was the change? And she said, "You know, I was sitting in the corner and I decided after she told me all the effort she made being a teacher and how much she loved it that I should pay closer attention. So I started sitting on the front row and I started really listening to her and I could actually hear her better and hear everything she was saying and see the board better. And because she sacrificed so much, it made me want to do better in the class." And so that also can be brought into just anybody, just to get yourself out of an isolated environment and put yourself around people. We are relational people, most of all.
I love that story. And that's one of the things that I just really connected in the book, was all of these personal stories that you shared and about your family and sports and in music and acting. And you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guests today are best-selling author and award-winning journalist Guy Schultz and modern actor and country music artist Claudia Church, and they're sharing with us key life skills to becoming a living work of art from their book, which they co-authored, entitled The Masterpiece Within. And after this short commercial break, Guy and Claudia are going to share with us some practical tools that we can use today. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org, and reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Are listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guests today are best-selling author and award-winning journalist Guy Schultz and model, actor, and country music artist Claudia Church, and we're talking about life skills to help us become a living work of art from the book that they co-authored entitled The Masterpiece Within. And you know, there's a quote at the beginning of the book that when I read it, it gave me chills. And I read it again before we got on the interview. It gave me chills again. So let me read this quote. It says, "Every morning you have two choices, continue to sleep with your dreams or wake up and chase them." Where did this quote come from?
We just stumbled upon it one day, and we tried to find who the author was of the quote and didn't have any luck with it. We really researched to see how would we – what quote would set the tone for the entire book? And we just kept going back to that one. We felt that was just really set the tone.
It was a famous
I love it. I just love that quote. And, you know, to help us today to, you know, wake up and chase these dreams that we have, one of the things that I love to do with our guests is to ask them to share simple tools or techniques to help support our journey as we live from our soul. So I know there's so many tools in the book, and it's probably going to be hard to choose one, but Guy, could you share a tool, technique, or strategy with our listeners today?
Yeah, for me, it's I'm an ordained minister, and I was in the ministry for almost 26 straight years, and one of the things that I wrestled with from day one right until today almost is how can you give tools, you know, so we could have a healthy soul or a healthy spirit. And, mm-hmm. and you know, obviously I went to the Bible. I studied mystics. Claudia is the same this way, too. We'd study the mystics, philosophers. We'd read, you know, different personal growth or self-help books, you know, these kind of things. And it seemed like there was five principles or five organic principles. I like to use that word better, but five organic principles mm-hmm. that we could use to accelerate growth and bring consistency into our life, and that we could hear, again, our inner voice or the voice of God within us. And we brought it down to the five S's. It's in our chapter on spirituality. And one of the things that we're convinced of, the most spiritual thing we do every day is choose. We make choices. So it always comes back to that, and that's probably the most spiritual thing we do. So how can we, you know, become spiritually mature? And again, that's a lifetime practice. And the five that seemed to come up, it didn't matter what philosophy, what religion, what areas of spirituality, you could go into the recovery movements as well. These five just seemed to come up all the time. And just briefly to share them, the first one we talk about is the importance of solitude and just having that time every day or every other day, just getting alone and processing things, reading, praying, whatever works, you know, for that individual, because everybody's kind of wired differently. But to get alone in solitude, and one of the things we learned in our study of this was almost every mover and shaker, male or female, over the centuries, were people that enjoyed their time of solitude. They would get away on a daily basis for 15, 20 minutes, an hour, you know, whatever, to develop that. Another one was the whole aspect of study. And again, in our day and age, we're just inundated. We've got so many books and materials and the internet, YouTube, you know, the whole thing. So we've got so many things at our disposal. And one of the things that we really try to emphasize in study is not just to study for the sake of knowledge alone, but to study with the intent to put into practice. And that's where the accelerated growth happens as well. So to study with a purpose, to study with the intent to apply. We also another rest we had was a support group. And, of course, that can come up in a myriad of ways. It could be a church, a synagogue, it could be a temple, it could be a small group like a recovery movement group or whatever. But we need, again, Claudia mentioned it earlier, we're relational people and we need community. Mm-hmm. And this group could be as small as two or three people to as many as probably 3,000. Well, it's probably better if it's smaller, around a dozen or whatever. But this way we can bounce ideas off people in a safe environment. So that support group or community group is very important. Another S is sustaining growth. And in sustaining growth, we talk about those relational principles that there's a connection between unresolved conflict and our connection towards other people and towards God, and how we need to keep those lines of communication open. And the primary thing we talk about there is trying to work through those unresolved conflicts on a consistent basis. Not that we're always going to be successful both ways, but if we can keep our side of the fence, you know, open and clear, it just sustains that growth. And the last one we talk about is the importance of service and of giving back. And we even devote the whole last chapter of the book to making a difference. But here we kind of start it off or kick it off with the importance of giving back to the world. You know, whether it's, and we obviously starting in our families, our communities, going beyond that. But the importance of giving back and becoming more loving people. And the whole foundation of our book, or the whole essence of our book, is really, it's learning the art of love is really what our book is all about, and how we can love our world in a more effective way, and that's really what it's all about. But if we can practice these five S's again on a consistent basis, we really believe it's gonna build, you know, a strong spiritual foundation. But it's gonna filter or bleed into our emotions, the mental part of who we are, and even the physical part of us. But it starts with having the discipline of these five S's.
I love that, the five S's in spirituality. Thank you, Guy, for sharing that with us. And a few minutes left. And Claudia, I wanted to ask you, what's the best piece of advice that you ever received?
The best piece of advice?
Oh, to write with me, wasn't it?
I think it has to be because we're relational people. Whenever we are experiencing another person, face to face, to suss out whether they are operating from an adult state or if they're in a childish state. And in that way, that has been so instrumental in how I relate to people, because everyone hurts. It's going to happen to all of us. And if someone comes upon you and they are acting childish, not childlike, which childlike is playful and fun and creative, but if they're coming at you in a childish place, you can't relate to them adult to adult. You can't have a conversation with them adult to adult. It's just impossible. So if you come at them in a softer form and realize, okay, this is what they may need today from me, and you will get so much more out of the relationship, the conversation, and the moment, and maybe you can help somebody as well.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that advice with us. And so, Guy, as we bring this to a close, what is one final thought that you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, well, I was thinking again of why we even wrote the book, you know, in the first place. And just a couple of days ago, I just stumbled across an old Tolstoy quote that said, art should be both educational and entertaining. And with our book, you know, Becoming a Living Work of Art, or The Masterpiece Within, Five Key Life Skills to Becoming a Living Work of Art. It just kind of sprung something inside me that our book really is, or the aim of our book is to be not just educational but entertaining. And I think both of our backgrounds really lends itself to that. And again, we're And you mentioned it earlier, Laurel, it's just a story-driven book to reinforce all the principles that we're talking about in here, which are really universal truisms. And I really believe that because it's story-driven, it just sticks with people a lot quicker. So I think we bring a fresh approach to the table.
I agree. Well, thank you for being with us on Soul Guided Living today. And how can our listeners connect with you?
They can go to our website, themasterpiecewithin.com.
Okay, perfect. Themasterpiecewithin.com. And would you like to share anything on how you could support our audience with any upcoming classes or book signings or anything?
Yes, we're doing a book signing and discussion on May 14th at the Cool Springs Barnes & Noble in Brentwood, Tennessee at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then May 24th, we're doing a book signing and discussion at the Firewheel Barnes & Noble in Garland, Texas at 2 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. And we'll
Beautiful.
Have a drawing for 5 free e-books, and everybody who purchases the book gets a free bookmarker as well.
Well, I hope that you'll join us and make sure that you get your copy of The Masterpiece Within. It is just brilliant. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living today, and to connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journaling guide today. And hey, like me on Facebook, so every morning when you get up, you'll receive inspiration to support your journey of living your soul's calling. And join me next week when our guest is going to be Dr. Avine Banich. She is a board-certified ophthalmologist and the author of Expanding. And we're going to explore Avine's journey from stressed-out surgeon to becoming an energy and sound healer as she transcends the stereotypes of being a modern-day healer. You won't want to miss this, so join us next Tuesday at 3 Eastern and 12 Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life radio archives to listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geist. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeist.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geist is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeist.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.